From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world, wildmichiganradio.com. Very happy to have you here. We are in the fall season, approaching November here. And man, I tell you what, it's weird because I look outside, you know, I've been up north, I've been up in the UP and places like that already this fall. And the leaves are really changing and coming down good. The colors are beautiful up north. And down here in the Lansing area, the Holt region where I live, my leaves are still very green. Summer's still falling, but it's just very strange. I expected more color down here by now, but we're really not getting it. So, I don't know. More leaves on the trees, better for us bow hunters, right? To kind of sit there with that surprise party the first part of the year, but the October lull. From what I hear, it's, I don't know, it hasn't really been much of one. The weather's been good and cooperating, so we'll see what happens. If you got pictures, by all means, share them with us on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Wild Michigan. And want to quickly thank our friends at Conquest Sense. Also, not just guns, United Deer Farmers of Michigan helping us out as well. Brian Brosdahl, all things angling when it comes to panfish and walleye, this guy is and has been educating people for many years. He joins us right now on the show from Minnesota. Bro, welcome, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you again, Duran, my buddy from Michigan. It's always great talking to you.
Happy 15th anniversary, by the way, because that's how long we've been doing this show.
Oh, that's awesome. I've had such a great time and meeting everybody and talking to everybody on the show and then seeing people in person when I'm at the shows.
You know, it's funny, and we've told the story before how I met you the first time. You were at a Gander Mountain in West Lansing, and you had an ice team truck, and you're driving around places, and I chased you down. You wanted to know where the Walmart was to get an oil change, and I'm looking for a guy to get on my show. And you got your oil change, and I got my new friend.
Yeah, well, and I really loved visiting with people and going into stores and seeing different places because, you know, you don't just walk one part of Earth. You got to walk as many places as you can and see as much as you can, and that's always been my philosophy. And then my lovely bride Heather rides with me, but we're all about, we love fishing. Our lifestyle is wrapped around fishing. We love hunting. Love fishing just a tiny bit more. I'll hunt and then I want to go fishing, you know, right after. I just love being out there. It's an excuse to be in extraordinary places.
It is, you know, and like I've said and I've learned more is everyone you meet knows something you don't. And what they learn along the way, you have shared with us because things change. Things progress. I mean, look, since we've known you, you've had your whole line of Bro Bugs come out with Northland Tackle. You've developed a lot of stuff with Frable. I mean, so much. You've contributed so much to the ice fishing industry in general just by doing what you love to do.
It's strange. It's been a fun ride, but you know, it all starts with fishing. I'm a fishing guide. I'm a fishing personality, and there's people who they have shows and they need somebody who's on them, right? Let's face it. You know, there's the people who have TV shows, the people with magazines, the writers. They all need material, and it was a great place to be. And I'm very fortunate and very thankful for it. And when you need something, you need something. In some of my designs earlier on, I needed a bloodworm, and I needed some micro tackle to make it because it was, not everything here is remote. It's pressured fish, and you had to figure out how to make them bite. And a lot of that being thrown to the wolves on trips or with even taking riders out, you had to make it happen. And then, you know, I did tournaments on the ice, and I did tournaments in open water. And I always figured tournaments, are like a vacation with a little bit of stress. Because you don't want to be walking up with a couple of tiny walleyes in a tote when the guy in front of you can't close his tote because they're so big. And it really helps you learn. And when you get thrown to the wolves, you think of things on the fly. And sometimes it's better to be down to earth and learn. You're not going to really create stuff just staring at a computer in an office. I create stuff when I'm out there and I need it right now. And that's why this year we got the Brobug spoon coming out. Which, all you pan fishermen, you're going to love it. I know we've needed something like this for a long time, and I've been pushing it, and it's just a great bait. It's a slender profile to drop down deep water, and it's got little eyes. And the thing is, fish key in on eyes from a great distance. So these little tiny beady eyes on this slender profile, it could be a young of the year perch, it could be bloodworm. You know, and all different sizes. But one thing I noticed, because it's a skinny spoon, the treble hook really hooks up really well on big walleyes, on perch, on crappies, everything, because it's out and it has good gap. And then you just mentioned about the mud bug and gill getter. They kind of, tungsten took over and that shape kind of went away. But now with connections and stuff in the industry, we were able to bring back the mud bug this year and gill getter, the original shape. No, you know, it's got little nostrils, little mouth, little eyes. Mm-hmm. And we all know tungsten is with all the different shapes that are out there, there's like 8 or 9 shapes and everybody's using the same shapes. This is not that. These are original tungsten molded shapes of the mud bug and gill getter. That's the exciting part, is you're going to have insect life on the end of your line. Is very amphibious looking, very insect. And for those who've used the mud bug and gill getter, get ready. It's tungsten and really, really good hooks. I really pushed hard for this, and I don't own the company, but I really push and strive to make things as good as I can, because I like the designs, and I can't wait to use them again. I used them last winter, and it was phenomenal. Got a lot of perch, caught a lot of crappies on all these lures coming out. And then another spoon that I'd input on was the coffin spoon. Mm-hmm. I didn't come up with the name, but it's something you ain't going to forget. The coffin spoon. It's something that I was using this summer in a boat because, you know, there's a segment of the walleye population that will jig spoons in open water. And mm-hmm. this is one of those spoons. You hop it, and it tumbles, and it does all kinds of stuff. It shimmies back at the fish. And there's times when throwing a puppet minnow or jigging wrap works, but there's times you don't want to throw something like that. There's a lot of hooks. It sinks really fast. You want a spoon because you can loft it over objects. And so we're using a lot of spoons in shallow weed, sand grass, and you can hop it, and you get a cadence going. And the coffin spoon was phenomenal last winter, but it was great this summer. And it was one of my big secrets when I was out there catching fish when no one else was. We were using coffin spoons, so definitely bring it out. And you got to pick up this stuff, the Brobug spoon, the coffin spoon, and all that. But there's a few things coming out like that.
Brian Brosdahl is our guest. Bro, real quickly, how's the production been Northland? We've had so many production issues and even labor issues in general to get things out. But how have they been doing in Northland to get stuff out?
It's everything's been a task because of how things are. But they're hitting their stride. They've got everything. It's in stock. So make sure you have your favorite retailer. Go to your retailer and say, I want these, you know, and you can get them or you can order them online. Mm-hmm. They're in stock, ready to go. And, you know, hey, a mud bug and gill getter don't need a computer chip.
Right.
You know, so they don't need circuitry. So the tackle is showing up, and it's just been a great process. I'm loving some of the stuff that's coming out of, you know, that the Finland area and just new alignments with Bagley is just a phenomenal company, and have North Point crankbaits that are balsa. It's really cool stuff.
All right.
They're getting it done.
Hang on, bro. We got more coming your way. Find out what else is new in the market here on Wild Michigan, the Michigan Talk Network.
to everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Very happy to have you here. Happy also and thankful to our friends at United Deer Farmers of Michigan to help bring this show to you each and every week. Also, Conquest Sense, Not Just Guns, doing a great job. And all of the links on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, that you can get to just at the click of your fingers. And back with our friend, good friend Brian Brosdahl, up in the upper portions of Minnesota. Soda Bro is a lifetime angler, a pro, an educator, pro staff member, and an innovator in a lot of things that we've talked about here on the show over the past 15 years. I mean, we've learned a lot about the entomology that goes into fishing. It's more than just a reaction. And Bro, let me ask you this question. A lot of people out there in the fishing industry are trying to reinvent the wheel, you know, and make things that fish have not seen before. But what catches fish mainly, to me, are the things they have seen before, the things they know they eat, and not just an impulse reaction.
Absolutely. There's a split second where the fish recognizes it, but not because it's thinking, but instinct kicks in, and their instinct is hyper fast. You know, we think about something, and, you know, heck, if I have to wait for some of my friends to make a decision at drive-thru, we're going to have cars honking at us because I already know what I want before I pull up. That's how I am all the time. So I think with instinct like a fish when it comes to a drive-thru. But anyway, it's just a split second. You got to have the right presentation or the right cadence. I've proved it daily, I do, that the right jigging motion catches fish. But I have clients that I try to teach certain cadences for different times of year, whether you're using live bait or if you're using what I call weapons, which are puppet minnows because they're full of hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you're using, a cadence changes everything. Creates a reaction out of the fish. And in gin clear water, you can watch walleyes from a distance come in real slow or just rip into it and hit it like a pike really fast. And there's different reactions. And so I always welcome any kind of new ideas or jigging cadences. And then, you know, so much of our tournament life is turning into more of a virtual thing where people are looking into their sonars and not even looking up at a bobber or a rod tip. They're just watching the fish come in and watching their lure. And that's going to be fun, too, with Hummingbird and Mega Live coming out. I'm excited about it because it's being able to see stuff in the distance without all the extra hardware. There's no in-between box. It's just seeing like an ultrasound, and I'm real excited about that. But 360's been still, you don't have to point it. It's just always seeing stuff all the time when you're casting at white or shadows, and it's instant. And so that's more of a run and gun kind of thing. And all this stuff is going to be really cool, and it translates to ice. And bass translates to walleye translates to bass, and ice translates to open water. And what I mean by that is there's been studies done that 70% of all the walleye tournaments being won now are won with bass tactics. So you take that into consideration, and ice fishing is the same. It's all about finding the fish, and then you got to make them hit, you know. So thinking outside the box, you know, just know that you got to be at the level and at the fish, but also you got to let them swim through. So finding the ultimate deer stand for big walleyes when they're going to come through in the evening is really cool. And spot on the spots get taken up quick on ice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to get out and search, and if you search the whole lake, if it's a small pond or bigger water, the more you search, the better spots you'll find. And fish, they're always in that habitat, so they're going to swim all over the place. And you know, so just take into consideration. You think you got a good spot, there's always a better one.
You know, bro, speaking of Brian Brosdahl here on Wild Michigan, bro, you've always taught us. I mean, the open water tactics are very similar to the hard water stuff that we use. And it's all based on finding the vegetation, the live green weeds. And some of that stuff, as we get into fall, will die off, but there's still going to be a good portion remaining that we can mark on our, you know, on our hummingbird or whatever we're using as we go throughout the course of the warmer weather.
Absolutely. You still have time to get out there in, you know, the structures, sandbars, humps, rock piles, weed beds are all great places, and not all the weeds go away. And even if they do die because we had a real warm summer, there's still stubble or, you know, remember, all of your fertility in a lake is like a garden. It's whatever died and sank to the bottom. The bloodworms eat that. Insect life feeds on the, I'm going to use a big word, detritus matter that's in the bottom. And, you know, this decaying matter is what they're eating. And if it's not fertile, if it's just hard bottom sand, there's not going to be fish. But not everything wants to lay in mud. You know, there's crayfish dumped down deep. We catch them in the wintertime when we're fishing deep walleyes and eel pout. We'll catch crayfish in 50, 60 feet of water. If you jig too slow, they'll grab your minnow and big rusty crayfish. So we're learning that the fish have a lot more stuff down there to eat. And huge, vast schools of shiners, young of the year perch, could be little tiny sheephead or white bass, but they all swim into the inner circle because you don't want to be the outer fish that gets eaten. And all these bait fish balls end up in the basin. So in the wintertime, it's about finding weeds. If you got weeds, you already got the struggle figured out. If you don't have weeds, some lakes are deep bites inherently. And what I'm seeing is nothing is a guarantee anymore because some of our deep bites here have turned shallow, or they'll start out shallow when they normally used to be basins. So keep your mind open, look to the weeds, then look to the basin, and then where the hard to soft bottom areas are really important areas to mark. So if it's looking really bright white and then it goes to dark, well, that's a hard to soft bottom edge on your sonar, and really shows up nicely on side imaging with hummingbird, and mark some of those edges. You know, if you're on the Great Lakes, there's not enough waypoints to mark everything, but find small spots and leave a few breadcrumbs that you can come back to in the wintertime, download and reload it to your portable ice unit. And I'm excited because this year we're going to have 360 hummingbird. We're going to have Mega Live or regular, just a Helix 7 or 9, but they have lithium. They got new shuttles, which are just amazing. And this is because they took a bunch of fishermen together and said, what do you want? And everybody wants this. They had a huge list of wants and needs, and they came out with some phenomenal stuff to back that up. It's exciting. That's awesome. And if you're looking for one, you better get on it quick because it's going to be awesome. And, you know, then there's a tip up coming out of Fraybill that doesn't freeze up, and there's no heat source. You don't have to worry about the thing starting on fire or blowing up on you. They use a micro bubbler to keep your tip up from freezing. So really, really cool stuff. You think that they've thought of everything? They haven't. There's just a conveyor belt of fun stuff coming out.
All right. A lot of it does not require a chip, so make sure you get out and get it while it's here. And ask your retailers, or better yet, go online to like Northland or Fraybill or whatever the website is. Brian Brosdahl, thank you so much. Our best to your lovely wife, Heather. And we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon here on Wild Michigan.
Thank you so much. We'll see you guys.
All right, man. Take care.